I want to give a shout out to Big San 12441 for leaving me a review. She writes such great content. This is wonderful. I love all the tips and content that is included in each episode. Thank you for using your gifts and talents to bless the world and spread positive ripples. We all need so much help through the midlife stage, and this doesn't disappoint. Can't wait to hear more. Thank you so much, Big Fan 12441, for taking time out of your day to leave this review. This is how people find us. The more reviews we get, the more Apple Podcasts will push information out about our show. So if you have a few minutes, just head right over and leave us a review, and I would be ever so thankful. Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. Today, we are talking about motivation. This is one thing that I tend to see a lot with people that come into the Moving Through Midlife community. They are looking for inspiration and motivation. And this can be difficult if you go into something looking for something to happen naturally for you. Unless you are someone who is intrinsically motivated, that is really hard to come to community, a Facebook community, and get the motivation you need. So I wanted to provide you with some tips to kind of help guide you so that you can get what you are looking for out of this. And if you are already one who's self-motivated, it's not necessary to listen to this episode. So you can move on, go listen to a different episode. But if you are struggling, whether it be you don't move at all, you are moving but really don't know what to do, or you keep falling off the wagon. Like you start and then you stop and then you start and then you stop. And we're going to talk more specifically right now about movement rather than nutrition. So there are two forms of motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. I'm sure you probably heard, but I'm just going to quickly go over it just in case anybody's unsure of what these are. Intrinsic motivation is self-motivation, something within you. There is a desire within you for whatever reason. You can do it naturally on your own. Extrinsic motivation is you need something from the outside to motivate you. Now, I will say that people will say you fall into one of two camps. I'm not sure that's exactly true because I feel like certain things be intrinsically motivated while other things require extrinsic motivation. So don't box yourself in to thinking, oh, I'm that way, because it could be that way for one thing, but not another. And this is all based on our passions, what we enjoy in life. And we may have intrinsic motivation in some, and then other things fall to the wayside. For most of you, when it comes to movement, you need that extrinsic motivation if you are listening to this episode. And that's where I want to help you. My goal is to help women. My goal is actually to help everyone move more, but especially women, to help you move more. And I want to give you baby steps to get you to where you need to be. And whether it be baby steps or you're ready for the next, I'm going to hopefully give you a few things to focus on in this episode to help you take those next steps. So if you are a beginner and you have not really delved into fitness as of late, so this doesn't mean that you haven't once before been active. It just means maybe you've had an injury that set you back. Maybe you're in a different phase of life and you don't have the time that you used to have to work out. What can you do right now? We all have time in our day. And I know there are many people will say, I just don't have the time to work out. That I'm going to call BS. I'm sorry. You do. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. Some of us, yes, are busier, but we can all find time to move more. And I'm not saying you have to always be doing strength training or yoga or Pilates or any of these other things, but you can definitely find time, even if it's one day a week, to move more. And I would say, honestly, you'll be able to, once we go through this, you'll be able to find time throughout your day. And that is where I talk a lot about habit stacking. How can you find things that you're doing naturally in the day that you can stack a habit with, that you can stack a movement habit with? Because that is where the change starts to occur. A body in motion stays in motion. You will not be able to get up off the couch or get up out of your seat if you are not naturally starting to do the little things. You've got to start with the little things. And those are the things that I talk about in my movement snacks. So if you are a beginner, go back through and listen to my movement snacks because they're going to provide you with different things that you can work on from week to week. I've got, I don't know how many I've got, but I used to do them weekly. So there's a lot in there that you can work through to help you get moving more throughout your day. And a lot of them are just little things that you can do with this habit stacking. So get up, get moving. It used to be, if you're dealing with an injury, it used to be rest, right? We want to rest, we want to ice, we want to elevate, we need to let, you know, immobilize, that type of thing. But they have learned that that actually creates more scar tissue. It restricts you for longer periods of time, and it makes it more difficult to move. So usually, if you look at different types of protocol nowadays, when it comes to surgeries or injuries, they start to try to mobilize you pretty quickly. They want you getting moving. There are a few things that you still kind of stabilize, ankle injuries, things like that. You're going to want to stabilize. Obviously, if something's broken, you need to be careful with that. But once they have the situation under control or healed or the surgery done, they want you to start moving rather quickly because of that whole a body in motion stays in motion. And you want to get the synovial fluids back into your joints and get moving more. So first thing you need to do is get moving more throughout your day. Even if you sit at a desk for long periods of time, you need to be getting up and moving. Just stand up, kind of move around, rock back and forth. You can even kind of step back and forth, go grab a drink, go to the bathroom. All of those things are going to help. Then the next thing you're going to do is then you need to, especially for those of you extrinsically motivated, you need to find a buddy, whether that be in our Moving Through Midlife community. I am happy to connect you with someone else who needs motivation. I am happy to be that person to help motivate you. Those are things that are very easy for us to do. You can find a friend to join you on a walk. Like, hey, let's meet every morning at this time for a walk. Maybe you don't have that time, or that in the evening after dinner. Maybe you are walking with your child or your significant other. Those types of things can help you as well with movement and accountability. If you also want to take it to the next level and maybe you're ready to do something a little bit more than just walking, maybe that's when you are either finding a community where you're working out together. This could be fitness classes. A lot of them have community-based type classes where you're getting on, you're holding each other accountable, and you know, it becomes this aspect where you start to look for the other people and they're texting and calling you. I know that's how Baby Boot Camp was when I used to offer stroller fitness. If someone didn't show up, those other moms were like, hey, why aren't you in class today? So that was a way to kind of keep them motivated and also accountable with one another. So finding that for yourself as well. Now, I do know that a lot of people are nervous when they get started. And if that is you, that's where, you know, I am happy to come in and play that part for you. I would love to be able to help people find ways to move more in their everyday life. And that is another thing that I do within the community. So I can get you set up with someone else, an accountability partner to work with, to where you can hold yourself accountable, but then also starting small. Once you're up and moving and you're doing those little things, then instead of a lot of times what we do is we think, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start working out 5 days a week. And you may have even heard me talk about what I suggest you do for a workout. So you think now, oh my gosh, so I have to do 1 day of higher intensity, get the heartbeat going. I have to do a lot of walking. I have to do strength. I have to do core. I have to do mobility. And you're like, that's like 6 days right there, 5 days. And you know, that can be very overwhelming. So even if you just commit to 1 day, that is going to help you. 1 day can make a huge difference and is going to be so much more than so many other people. Even just that 1 day can help. And then also the other thing is that 30-minute, that 45-minute workout may not be what you need. The more research I am doing, the more I'm seeing that these short bursts, these short, small workouts can be huge. And that's something I'm getting ready to test over the next few weeks, is I'm going to put myself, because for me personally, I have become stagnant with the way that I've done things. My body has changed, and what I have done for the past almost 20 years now is no longer working. It's not working. So I have to find a different way. You may have to do the same thing. You may have to find a different way of working out or moving a little bit differently. So you can start with 5 minutes and see how you do. That is where I would recommend you start if you're new to strength training and workouts. Just start with 5 minutes. Once you get started, you will then be like, oh, I feel really good. I'm going to keep going. And if you need help trying to determine what you should do, let me know. Reach out to me. You can always find me at Courtney@formfitnaples.com, or you can always go into the Moving Through Midlife community and reach out to me through there as well. Okay, so the first thing is just get moving. Just start moving however you can to get that body feeling comfortable and ready to keep moving. The second is find someone to help hold you accountable. And the third one is find something you enjoy doing that will keep you doing it. So even if you have heard you need to do exercise one way in midlife. I've said it. You need to work on strength training. You need to do these things. If you don't enjoy doing it and won't do it, then what's the point? Find something you like doing and stick with it. It is far more important for you to do something you enjoy doing 3 to 5 days a week than to do that 15-minute strengthening workout because you have to once a week and then you stop because, oh, I hate it so much. So make sure that you find something you enjoy. It could be dancing. It could be yoga. It could be Pilates. It could be riding your bike. It could be just walking every day. All of those things will help you. Our bodies are designed to move. We have got to move more. We have become a very sedentary. I wanted to say lazy. I'm sorry, but we have become extremely sedentary. And I'm not trying to call anyone out. I myself find myself sitting most of the day. We have got to get back. And this goes into, I can't remember when I was talking about it, but we have got to get back into just enjoying our life more. If we could just go out and have fun and do things and go kayaking or go walking on the beach or playing in the sand or, you know, throwing a ball around, these are things that can be less expensive, not maybe the kayaking, but, you know, throwing a ball around, doing things like that, rather than everybody scrolling on their phones. I look at my family and the life that we live now compared to the life that we lived, honestly, before COVID. I think for us, that time kind of changed how our family, the family dynamics. So if you could, I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. Find something you enjoy and go do it. So those are the ways to help you get motivated. Please come join me over in the Moving Through Midlife community. I am doing workouts Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the community. Many of them are YouTube videos, but then I'm also going to be doing some live streams as well. Join me over in the community. If you need an accountability partner, I can find one for you. And let's work on finding ways to move more. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.